He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the February 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. The boys in Dallas, where I beam this show to from San Diego, just sent me a picture of the frozen ground there. Boy, that looks cold. I look out my window. It's about 63, 64, I guess. A little overcast today, so stay warm there in Dallas today. They're looking forward to spring training, I'm sure, in Arizona, which will start here. Pitchers and catchers report in, I believe, 10 days over to the Desert City. We've got a little bit of warmth, a little bit of sunshine coming back in the markets today. Who knows? Maybe the worst has passed. We've got the Dow up 128 points today, but we're still at 15,558. A far cry from where we were, when we were at, 16,700, something like that. The S&P is up 14. Good day today. It's at 1765. You've got the NASDAQ up about 40. The NASDAQ is at 4,051. Gold down a tenth of a percent today. Gold is at $1,255 per ounce. Crude oil is at $98.56. It's been quietly creeping higher here. The euro is at 1.36. We've got the 10-year yield starting to move back up a little bit here. We're now at 2.69% on the 10-year yield. We've got Twitter tanking. Twitter's down about 23%, 21%. I told you, give that thing a year. Too hot to touch. What about the rest of the market right now? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we've had a yellow flag flying on the market since the beginning of the year. And at the end of this week, I'll be writing my newsletter once again. I cannot tell you what color that flag will be this week, but I can tell you this, it will not be red. This is not a bear market. Now, that might be something that's been lost in my conversations here on the radio and in the newsletter, but I pointed it out very clearly in the newsletters over the last couple of weeks. I've posted a nice 5-year chart of the market. We're coming up on the 5-year anniversary of this bull, which began on March 9th, 2009. So in just 4 weeks, we'll celebrate the 5-year anniversary. And if you look at this current little sell-off in the market, which so far is just another scare, having said that, one of these scares is going to turn into the real deal. This one hasn't done that yet, but it is one of the bigger scares we've had. You have to go back to the November 2012 elections and talk of a fiscal cliff. But if you look at the 5-year trend line, okay, that's what the bulls and the bears look at. That's the primary trend. And you'll see very, very clearly, without any shadow of a doubt, that the primary trend of this market is still decidedly up. In other words, the 5-year bull market is still intact. And along the way, we've had several threats to the bull market. We've had European interest rates. We've had Greece. We've had Italy. Now we have Argentina. We've had fiscal cliffs. We've had debt ceiling standoffs. We've had many, many threats to this 5-year-old bull market. Yet the 5-year-old bull market has stood fast. And the guys, the pundits out there, the bears that have been short and who have been skeptical of this thing for the last 5 years have had their heads handed to them on a platter. It's been brutal. It's been ugly for the naysayers in the market. But, you know, with one of these times, like I say, the 5-year-old bull market's going to end. Is this the time? Well, it's way too early to say that. But this is one of the worst threats to the bull market that I've seen in the last 3 years, 2.5 years. We've seen a PE ratio on the market rise to almost 19 on the forward PEs that I follow, the averages. We've had a lot of big, fluffy stock charts that have now kind of stalled out, gone sideways, and a lot of them have actually rolled over and have begun downtrends. Now, whether those downtrends catch and abate and stop and quickly start to turn around, it could get worse before it gets better. So I still say it's best to err on the side of caution right now. I have a 60% cash position right now. No change yesterday, although I did sell one more stock yesterday that I just didn't like the looks of. And sometimes those stocks I sell, they roar and rocket higher when they report earnings, and other times they don't do so well. They continue to plunge deeper and deeper. So you know what? I think you can at least tell from the last month or so that I'm a very proactive type of money manager. I'm not a guy who sits and says, oh, you know, everything will be fine. Stay the course. You're invested in great companies that aren't going away. 10 years from now, Microsoft will still be around and Cisco will still be around. And all of the other General Electrics of the world, they'll still be around. So just stay the course. Well, you know what? People that stayed the course in 2008 got hammered. You had a 50% haircut to your portfolio. People that stayed the course in 2000 got butchered. Not hammered, butchered. Because the NASDAQ went down 79% from its peak. So you know what? I don't think staying the course is the way to go. And on the other hand, I don't think fleeing to the sidelines every time a little bit of wind kicks up is the way to go either. I think there's a fine line. There's a middle in there somewhere to not overreact every time markets gyrate, because they're always going to gyrate. And on the one hand, don't be the guy that gets on the elevator and says, I don't even worry about the markets. I just let it be and let it go because it's all good. No, it's not always all good. There's times that you don't want to be in the markets. And if you look at the asset class rankings right now, there's been a major shakeup. Over the last 15 months, it was easy. It was all about small cap U.S. stocks. That's all you had to know, really. Take your pick. Pick a small cap mutual fund. Value, growth, didn't matter. Pick a small cap ETF. 1-to-1, 2-to-1 leveraged, it didn't matter. That's where the action was. And nothing else other than microcaps, American, which are just a close cousin, a little smaller, and a little larger cousin in the mid caps. It was all about the stock market last year. And the places to be out of were the bond market. That was good advice. The emerging markets, that was really good advice. And gold, because those three got clobbered. Now we've had a shakeup. I said at some point in time, this 15-month-old trend is going to come to an end. And I kept warning that eventually it will come. But until it comes, we're going to ride this thing for all we worth. All it's worth. And you know how high we rode this thing last year. We had a great year in our portfolios in 2013. 2014 has started off more challenging, and we've had a shakeup. No longer is it all about small cap U.S. stocks. If you look at the top 8 asset classes right now, you'll see names that haven't been there in a long time, like preferred stocks, the preferred stock index, the U.S. long bond. This market has gotten defensive. Now, does that mean that you switch all of your investments over to the U.S. long bond and preferred stocks? No. I mean, they're still like B- or something like that. They're just on the receiving end of scared money seeking safe harbors. And I don't think they're money-making opportunities. Parking place for me right now, better place is cash. Now, will this blow over and will the bull market resume? That could very well happen, but it's way too early for me to tell you that. Could this be a wonderful buying opportunity? We'll just have to see how this thing progresses. As I sit here today, right now, I don't have much appetite for risk unless I see something that I really like. And the things that I do own, that 40% that I still have invested, you know, I got a very short leash on that stuff because I just want to see how this thing progresses. I'm hoping that the five-year-old bull continues on. That would be nice. And I'm hoping that this thing doesn't get worse, but I still think it's important to err on the side of caution right now. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Radio Hour. Well, you know, we're getting through earnings season. There's still quite a flood of earnings that are coming in right now. And in fact, now we're getting down into a lot of the good companies that I follow. A lot of the stocks of today, it seems like a lot of the big boys pretty much are done reporting earnings. And I would say it's a mixed bag so far. Maybe a little bit better overall than expected. But a lot of the really good companies are reporting earnings. What do I consider really good companies? Well, you know, I wrote a book called Best Stocks Now. And I'm working on my second book, which will go through more in depth, you know, how to use my app in finding best stocks now and the criteria that I look for, etc. But the bottom line is, does the whole system, does the whole theory behind looking for stocks that are not only undervalued, but also top performers with very good technical charts, does it have any merit to it? Well, you know what? When you put something in print, it either comes back to haunt you someday, or it makes you look pretty doggone good. And I see one big winner after another that comes from my book, Best Stocks Now. At that time, I featured 53 stocks. Everything from Apple, which obviously became a double after the book was written, to Cimarex Energy, XEC, which I don't know, XEC has had its day. It's done okay. I can't complain about Cimarex Energy, XEC. It's actually done all right. But the bottom line is this, you know, there's been a lot of big winners. And one of the stocks I wrote about in my book back a couple years ago, you know, it's not so much the stocks I picked, but the criteria that I use to choose them was Green Mountain Coffee, GMCR. I made a ton of money in Green Mountain Coffee. Let's see, that was back in 2011 when the stock, I believe I made 150% or something like that in Green Mountain Coffee. And then along came competitors. But here's what I had to say about Green Mountain Coffee, GMCR, when I wrote the book. And by the way, at the time, it received a Gunderson grade of A+. I said at the time, although I am not a coffee drinker, I know a few people who are. Like just about everybody, huh? Green Mountain Coffee distributes coffees, teas, single-cup brewers, and single-pack portion packs to supermarkets, food stores, and others. Green Mountain makes the K-Cup single-cup brewing system for offices and home use made by its subsidiary, Keurig. I seem to see these devices almost everywhere. That's a good thing. Green Mountain also supplies its Joe to such clients as Exxon C-Stores and McDonald's. With its 2009 acquisition of Diedrich's Coffee, it seems that the company has its eyes set on Starbucks as the king of coffee. There was a little accounting issue that came to light in early 2010, but that seems to have been squared away. This highly caffeinated stock has delivered a phenomenal average annual compound return of 68.8% over the last 5 years. That's a lot of beans to count. Now, why do I bring up Green Mountain Coffee today? You know what? I currently don't own Green Mountain Coffee. I've owned it off and on since I wrote the book. I made a ton of money in Green Mountain Coffee. And now Green Mountain Coffee is making news again. You see, people seem to like sodas. I drink a couple a day, all right? Don't give me a grief. You know, this is my only vice. I'm drinking my SodaStream Diet Coke this morning to help get me going in the morning. My wife makes some concoction out of all these green things, parsley and cactus. She's probably much healthier than I am, but I can't drink that. I don't like the taste of cactus in the morning. And the little needles that I have to pick out, you know, I just don't. But anyways, people like soda. I've owned a SodaStream system here at work where we make our soda. Well, guess what? Green Mountain Coffee has signed a deal with Coca-Cola, and that's the big knock on SodaStream. Oh, I can't drink. I got to have the real thing. I can't drink their flavor of soda, of Coke. Got to have the real Coke, the real thing. And so Coca-Cola chose Green Mountain Coffee. They didn't choose SodaStream, which may have something to do with SodaStream being headquartered in Israel, which for whatever reason seems to be a controversial thing these days. But they chose Green Mountain Coffee to make single cup or liters, whatever they're going to do, K-cups. You can make your own soda, but with the real Coca-Cola brands. Not to me, this is a mighty big thing here. This is a real big deal. And it just shows me, you know, that Green Mountain Coffee was the best stock in 2011 because they had great management that was forward thinking. That saw a big need, and they filled that need, wherein people could come into work, plug in their little machine, screw in a K-cup, and have almost any flavor at their disposal for their single cup. Now they're taking it to a whole new level. They're taking it to the soda pop realm, and they're teaming up with Coca-Cola. That's a formidable combination. Let's look at the results that Green Mountain Coffee has racked up for its shareholders over the years. And you know what? It's been appearing recently on my screens. It's been coming back into the top. In fact, it's currently rated number 96 once again. Over the last 10 years, Green Mountain has delivered 50% per year to its investors. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 55% to its investors. Over the last 12 months, it's up 71%. It's now a $16 billion company. No, it's not Starbucks. But Starbucks doesn't have a deal with Coca-Cola. I don't know how much soda pop is consumed in America on a daily basis. It must be a lot, because when I go to the Del Mar County Fair every year, I can see it on folks, lots of folks. Green Mountain Coffee gets a performance grade of A. It gets a momentum grade of A-. Now, what about a valuation on this stock? Well, it's currently trading at 18.5 times earnings. It's expected to grow by 16.5% per year, meaning it's trading at just a little slight premium to its growth rate, but not too bad. 1.12 is where the PEG ratio comes in. And when I take Green Mountain Coffee, GMCR, their earnings estimates of $4.34 for next year, and extrapolate them out at 16% per year and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company like Green Mountain Coffee, I see significant upside potential in the stock. And I see a catalyst here recently that they didn't have a week ago or a day ago. They've now got a partner, a company headquartered down in Atlanta by the name of Coca-Cola. And between the two of them, they could be quite a team. And this could help caffeinate your portfolio just a little bit. Now, I currently don't own Green Mountain Coffee, GMCR. I don't have a lot of appetite for risk right now in the market. I pulled in my horns a little bit, but you know what? I'm developing a shopping list, and Green Mountain is at or near the top. It is currently ranked number 96 out of 3,812. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's what we've talked about so far. The five-year bull market is still intact. Okay, there's been very little damage done to the five-year, okay, the five-year overall direction. We're still in a primary uptrend, The bull is still intact. However, along the way, we've had several secondary reactions within that primary trend that have threatened the bull market. And every time we've had a little bit of a threat, I've had to decide whether to just ride through it, which I did in the fiscal cliff of last year, actually 2 years ago. or to take a little bit of defensive action, which I've done this time. I have currently 60% sitting on the sidelines in cash. But having said that, the five-year-old bull market is still intact. So we have to watch to see one of two things. Is it going to progress and get worse, or is it going to heal itself and get better and march on and continue on its merry way on this bull market that began back in March of 2009 when the S&P 500 hit 666, and today we're at, what, 1,566. We've come a long, long ways. So we just take it a day at a time. We see how it progresses. We take it one stock at a time, one sector at a time, blah, blah, blah. Okay? So I, on the one hand, I have to watch to protect what I made. Huge gains last year. Don't want to let those slip away, number one. Number two, I don't want to let any opportunities slip away either that might be out there right now. So I'm constantly on the lookout. I have a buying list. I've already named several names, including Netflix, including Facebook, including Green Mountain Coffee, which I have on a very short buy list. And if the market starts to heal itself, they may move from the buy list to the hold list, stocks that I currently own. So, you know, today may be the day that I pull some triggers on the long side. We'll just have to see. I look through hundreds and hundreds of charts on a daily basis, but I focus in on those companies that meet the criteria that I outlined in my 2011 book called Best Stocks Now, wherein I gave 53 examples of companies that not only had tremendous performance, but also very attractive valuations and very strong, healthy stock charts. Another one that I chose in my book to write about is another one that's turned into a huge winner. The book was Best Stocks Now. One of the 53 was Novo Nordisk out of Denmark. At the time, Novo Nordisk was a $69 billion market cap company. Today, it's a $113 billion market cap company. And here's what I had to say about Novo Nordisk back in the year, a couple years ago. Novo Nordisk is one of the world's leading producers of insulin. The company also makes insulin analogs, injection devices, and diabetes education materials. Novo Nordisk also has non-diabetes products in the blood clotting, human growth hormone, and hormone replacement arenas. Gee, I wonder if A-Rod is their spokesman. I remember my mother making me eat my servings of vegetable at dinner each night. I just don't see a lot of kids eating broccoli or spinach these days. It's more like cheeseburgers and french fries. From where I sit, I see diabetes continuing to be a growth industry going forward. Well, look, Novo Nordisk is now almost doubled. Maybe I should get up and jog instead of sitting. America's waistlines continue. Yeah, you'll go on and on and on. It's not that long. I just wrote a brief article about each one of the companies so at least people knew what they were all about. Novo Nordisk continues to be a best stock now. Because as we look at the performance today of Novo Nordisk, it's one of the best performers in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 28% per year. Over the last 5 years, 34% per year. This comes from my app of the same name, Best Stocks Now. Over the last 3 years, Novo Nordisk has delivered 25% per year. Now here's the rub, and here's why I haven't owned it for the last 12 months or so. It's only up 8% over the last 12 months. And the last 12 months has been a very favorable season for pharmaceuticals and biotechs, and Novo Nordisk, for whatever reasons, just did not participate. But now it's blasting off once again. It has a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks over the last 10 years. You don't think diabetes is a problem? It's a big problem. I own several diabetes-related stocks. Novo Nordisk has suddenly woken up, and over the last 3 months, it's up 22%. It passes my performance test. From a valuation point of view, you know, it's not bad. It's been growing by 24% per year over the last 5 years. That's their earnings growth. And yet the stock's only trading at 19 times forward earnings. While it's not the cheapest stock around, it's not the most expensive stock around either. And when I take next year's earnings estimates of $2.13 and I extrapolate them out by 13% per year and then apply a multiple to the stock, I have a five-year target price of $72, and the stock is currently trading at $42. NVO passes my valuation test. Okay? Now, in this market, we've had some really weird rollovers, stocks that are stumbling. That's the predominant stock chart in the market right now is a stock that's been going up, has leveled off, and is now starting to look over a cliff. Whether it's going to fall over that cliff or not remains to be seen, but it looks ominous. That's why I'm erring on the side of caution right now. However, Novo Nordisk, the chart of Novo Nordisk, been going up, it leveled off, and now it's breaking out big time to the upside. So, Novo Nordisk meets the three criteria that I have. Number one, performance. It must be a top performer. I don't want any duds in my portfolio. I don't want any utility infielders batting third in my lineup. Number two, I don't want to pay too much for the players in my roster. Novo Nordisk is still reasonably priced right now, NVO on the New York Stock Exchange. $112 billion market cap company, large cap. I don't know if there's a dividend. Let's just check and see real quickly if there's a dividend involved here. I doubt it. Yes, there is. 1.1% dividend yield. And lastly, Novo Nordisk easily passes my technical test. It has a very strong stock chart. The bottom line is out of 3,812 stocks, Novo Nordisk currently comes in at number 17. You want to know what's on Bill Gunderson's short buy list should this market get its sea legs back? There's another one that you can add. NVO, Novo Nordisk. Well, you know, the next book that I'm writing is going to go much, much more into the specifics. And I'm about two-thirds done. Much, much more into the specifics of asset class selection, of sector selection, of market timing, how to know when the market is all of a sudden turned on you and is no longer behind you, and obviously getting into the individual stock selections. When I wrote my first book, my app was not quite done. So I had to use like what a screenshot on the app would look like at that time. This time, we're going to have plenty of pictures, easy to understand pictures of the app and how it's helped guide me since 2008, 2009, when I finally finished the app. So I'm really looking forward to I have a couple publishers sniffing around, big publishers, and that book hopefully will be out. You know what? I'm hoping in the next couple months. We're 5 weeks away on the PC version of the app. I finally got a firm commitment from the guys that are helping me. I had to write another check. I hate writing checks. I'm a cheapskate. I try to control. I have very low overhead. But you know what? I feel like the PC app is a very much needed piece of the arsenal here in arming investors out there to defend themselves from the fiery darts that the market throws at them all the time. So the PC app, 5 weeks. So what is that? That will be right around the middle of March. That thing will be out and available for the general public. So lots of things coming at Gunderson Capital Management. And last but not least is the mutual fund app. That's a big project. There's like 7,500 or 10,000 mutual funds that we're going to crunch the numbers on every single day. We're about two-thirds done with that project. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be back for the final segment of today's show.
The There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I thought I would just talk a little bit about one of the popular styles of investing and the issues that I have with it. There's a lot of people out there. They're some well-known people that are known as value investors. They look for companies that they believe are severely undervalued. Of course, we all believe we wouldn't buy a stock if we didn't think it was a good buy. But these are people that really put the crunch to the numbers and really count the beans and really look inside and analyze a company looking for either flaws or looking for hidden assets that have intrinsic value that aren't being recognized in the current value of the stock. And of course, one such famous investor obviously would be Warren Buffett with this Berkshire Hathaway. Now, interestingly enough, this may shock you. Out of 3,812 investments that I track on a daily basis, Berkshire Hathaway comes in at number 3,309. You say, you charlatan, Gunderson, how can you knock Mr. Buffett? Well, let's just take a look at the results, all right? Over the last 10 years, the market's delivered 4.5% per year. Buffett's delivered 6.1%. So over the last 10 years, he's beat the market by just a small margin, a good one, give him that. But it gets worse from there. He hasn't really done all that well as Berkshire Hathaway has become so big. His hand is now limited to huge, huge companies that he's got to buy. And this has helped diminish his returns over the years. Over the last 5 years, the market's delivered 15.7%. Buffett has underperformed the S&P 500. His Berkshire Hathaway fund has delivered 13.6% per year. The market has beat him by 2.1%. This is over the last 5 years per year. Over the last 3 years, Buffett's delivered 9.4% per year. The market's delivered 10.1% per year. And over the last 12 months, I show a total return for Buffett of 11.1%, while the market's delivered 15.9%. So the only time frame that he still has where he's outperformed the market is his 10-year time frame. If you look at the last 1 year, the last 3 years, the last 5 years, the market has beat him. You say, well, how well does Buffett hold up in a bad market like 2008? Buffett was down 32% in 2008 while the market was down 38.5%, so he fared just a little bit better. He gets an overall stock grade. Hey, look, I'm just comparing Berkshire. Forget who the man behind Berkshire. It's all I'm doing. My app doesn't know him, doesn't read his columns, doesn't know that he's a legend in the investing business. It just reads the numbers, and it just crunches the numbers. It takes his 1 year returns. It takes his 5 year returns. It takes his 3 years returns. It takes his 10 year returns. And it compares those returns against everything else out there that you have to choose from. Buffett's down 8.2% so far this year, 2014. Buffett's not the kind of guy that would ever sell anything to protect profits. He is always fully invested and always looking for something else to invest in. My problem with value investing, number one, it stays fully invested all the time. Number two, it does not take into account performance. There's a lot of stocks out there that have done nothing for the last 3, 5, 10 years. And I think that's got to be part of the equation myself. I really do. I think looking at a track record, you know, the San Diego Padres, they're constantly trying to get some player at a bargain who has a marginal track record, hoping that he'll wake up and have a year that nobody was expecting. Well, you can see the results of the Padres over the year. It hasn't worked out so good because we're a small budget team. Supposedly we're a small market city, yet I see Seattle spending money on Robinson Cano and whatnot. So what gives, San Diego Padres? Anyways, you know, buying something just because it's cheap and undervalued. Now, Buffett takes a look at management. He wants good management and whatnot, but the bottom line is this. He has underperformed the market over the last 1 year, over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years, and he's barely hanging on to his 10-year performance. So, you know what? It is what it is. It's not, you know, there's no defensiveness to it at all. It's fully invested through thick or thin. So everybody has to decide for themselves. Also, I mentioned the other day, we have a very well-known value investor here in San Diego. His assets under management have gone from $15 billion down to $2 billion over the last several years. So, you know what? To be a pure value investor, I get a little heartburn from that. I hate to leave out performance, and I hate to leave out the stock charts, and I hate to leave out the asset class analysis and all the other tools that are available to us today that are at our fingertips to use. But it is what it is. You have to make your own decision. You have to study your own styles of investing, and you have to decide what kind of investor you are. Well, you know what? I think valuation is important. I think it's very important. But I think it needs to be coupled and combined with other potent methods like performance investing and technical analysis and looking at the overall market and this and that. If this interests you, you can take a look at my book, The Big Winners That It Produced, Best Stocks Now. You can go see all the doubles that we've racked up in our newsletter, Best Stocks Now. You can get the free version of the app, and you can look at the stocks that it comes up with on a daily basis, and you can ask yourself, is there something better than just pure value investing? We are 855-611-BEST. We've got some nice people working here. You give us a call, and we'll be happy to discuss how we manage money. I'm the money manager. That's a question I get all the time. Who manages my money? Do you hand it off to an assistant? No, I have assistants that help me, but I manage the money. The newsletter, put it out every weekend. I write the newsletter. And I think last week was very, very telling at what's going on right now in the markets. And I think following that newsletter will help keep you on top of the markets and what's going on. Whether you have a 401k at work that you worry and you fret over, whether you have a IRA that you're trying to build up, or whether you have college funds, or something for everybody there in the newsletter. My website is pwstreet.com.
That's pwstreet.com. This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.